Hi, this is your girl, Nashayla Moore, and today I want to talk about a topic that might strike a nerve. Yes, I just want to say thank you guys. Thank everybody for following me. Thank you guys for like, sharing, and following. Today's topic, very interesting topic, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because this is what I do. This is what I do. I talk about real life relationship topics, whether they are good or bad. So today's topic is, why do people wear desperation like a fragrance? Yes. Why do people seem to wear desperation like a fragrance in the relationship or situationship, whatever ship it is? They seem to wear desperation in the relationship, and they wear it well. A lot of people wear desperation well. Yes, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, just to start out, that's not really a good thing. That's not a good thing. I wouldn't recommend somebody to come off as being desperate, because a lot of times in the relationship, sometimes people might think you are a little, you know, touched, a little crazy, just a lot of things that are negative, you know, like that can slander your name. And I'm sure everybody who basically wear desperation, they're not always like that. It could be a variety of reasons people come off as desperate, you know, because a lot of times in a relationship or whatever, when you're dating, when you're out there dating and you're in the dating game, a lot of times you want to do everything right in the beginning. You want to do everything up front. You don't want people to waste your time. You know, it could be differences of opinion with this. But the bottom line is, most cases, people want something solid, but they want it real fast. They don't want to wait. They don't want to put the effort. They don't want to, you know, do the work. And that causes a problem and make a person come off or appear to be desperate. They're not necessarily always desperate. They just want to get things out the way. They want to maybe keep up with their peers. They maybe want to, you know, they're on the time clock. Because, you know, like I said, women, sometimes, you know, we don't have time to waste because the way we are designed, the way our bodies are designed. So it could be a million of reasons why you or somebody is wearing desperation like a fragrance. Now, wearing desperation as a fragrance is not always a bad thing, but it doesn't look well. It doesn't sit well with others, because a lot of times some people don't want to be with somebody that's desperate because they get a little anxious, they're a little determined, they're a little more aggressive. And everybody don't want to deal with an aggressive person, because sometimes when a person is aggressive, it throws things off. Things might come or seem to be coming in a timely fashion, but because they're so ready for it to happen right away, that they mess up everything. So it really, really, really is not always a good look. Although I understand why sometimes people are desperate, because a lot of times they've been hurt or misguided or misled, and they think things are one way and they might be another way, and then they have to go and start everything all over again. That is a big fear. That is a big fear. Nobody wants to start everything all over again. You know, nobody wants to start anything all over again, especially when they have had time and energy and had, you know, just investments. They're invested, you know. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in or whatever. I try to bring the topics or whatever and topics that are of everyday real life relationships. I try to bring the topics in and discuss them. Even when I know that it's going to be a little controversial, that's okay. This is what I do. So with that being said, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. But I also want to say I have a special guest today. I have a special guest that's going to talk about it with me. And this is bringing back Antoine. Hi, Antoine.
Good morning, Nashayla. How's everything going with you? It's great to be here with you again and have this great discussion about dating and the references as far as how to deal with fragrances. Good to be here again. I'm looking forward to speak to the audience again today.
Yes, it's this topic, Antoine, is about people who date, and when they're dating, they tend to sometimes be desperate, and they wear the desperation like a fragrance, you know, like a cologne or, you know, something like that. They wear it well, you know, and they have no problem because they're basically looking for something. They have motives coming in the door. They want people to be on their time frame. And sometimes when you're dating, people are not like, hey, you know what, we're going to catch up with them. Sometimes they're like, wait a minute, you know, I'm not there yet. And if a person is not there yet, you can mess up with something very good because you're rushing them to do something or rushing them to be in a space that you're not there. You're not, I mean, you know, they're not there. I apologize. They're not there. They're just not ready. And you're trying to make them ready. They're not ready to be there. They're not ready to be where you want them to be. And you have to understand that. It's very much a hard pill to swallow, but in the long run, you have more respect for people that tell you the truth than people just lie to you. You have more respect for a person who tell you the truth than to sit up and lie to you. With that being said, let's get started. How are you doing? You said everything's good, Antoine?
Yes, everything's great, Nishay, and it's great. Like I said, it's great to be here again to have this conversation with you about how relationships and dating deal with fragrances and all.
No, desperation.
No, I know. I mean, I know what you're saying. I was just rewording it in my own words and how it affects men and women and their dating styles and how, you know, what, you know, is there the pros and cons of it or, you know, what it's like.
Yeah, you're right about that because it is definitely out here and I really don't understand, you know, but of course, like I teach all the time, I teach self-love, and ladies and gentlemen, this goes also for the men, not just for the women. If you don't have self-love, how would you know that you're being desperate? How would you know? A lot of times we're dating, and I'm saying we're as in people are dating out here and they're seeing people and they just don't understand, you know, because they want what they want. But in the long run, it takes more time to get what they want because they are not being patient. They don't have self-love. They don't understand the seriousness of understanding who you are as a person and accepting somebody else. Just because somebody don't want to get married don't mean that you can't date them. Yes, I said that. Just because somebody else is dating or dating you or dating someone else, just because they're dating doesn't mean that they want to get married. Everybody don't want the same things. Am I right, Antoine?
You're right.
Everybody do not want the same things. And if that is a problem, you need to find somebody who wants the same thing as you and don't waste somebody's time. Because hurt people hurt people. We do know that. Hurt people hurt people. So with that being said, you want to find somebody who's going to be there for you, who's going to love you. And basically, you don't have to be desperate. You don't have to force somebody into a situation or a relationship. Because a lot of times women, and I'm not saying all women, but a lot of us women, we have been there, you know, because maybe because of a biological clock, maybe because we can't have no children after a certain age, maybe because whatever the reason is, we have been there. So we have to be careful, ladies and gentlemen. When you're coming into a relationship and you see certain things and a person is basically not on the same level or the page as you, that doesn't always mean for you to go harder. That does not always mean for you to go harder. It could mean a red flag for you to stop whatever you're doing and move around and go the other way. Because guess what? You might be wasting your time. So with that being said, we're going to get right into it. I just want to say thank you guys for, you know, like, sharing, following me again. And thank you guys for being there for me. I really appreciate it. I'm going to continue to bring the topics and information. But we're not going to have a real long podcast today. We're just going to touch some bases and touch some main points that I think that we should know about. So I'm going to talk about a couple of statements about desperate, you know, when you're wearing desperation in a relationship. And then I'm going to talk to Antoine about it. Let him speak and have the platform and have the floor and see what he has to say. But I'm going to talk about it first because, you know, I'm going to always bring it. We're going to talk about it. The first statement. How do you feel about women that come off being too desperate? This is me. Nishay is going to ask first. Well, Nishay feel that women that come off to be desperate, like I just explained to you, they're either in a situation or circumstances where they want to procreate, where their time clock is ticking and they need to hurry up and make children. So they want to mate with somebody. Maybe they feel that their friends or something are in a relationship, a committed relationship, and they are not okay. Maybe they want to be married like everybody else in their circle. Maybe somebody has put them on a time clock for love and they want to basically move it up. Maybe the person that they're dating said in time or we'll see, which those words to me are basically red flags, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see is a red flag, nothing but a red flag. But in the interim of a person wanting to have the same thing or more in the relationship, a lot of times it can be difficult. And if you're trying and the other person is not trying, you do come off to be desperate. It does come off to look like desperation, you know. So, it's really hard to say, but you have to be careful. But I'm going to let Antoine talk about it. How do you feel about women, Antoine, that come off to be desperate?
Well, I feel, Nishay, that women who are desperate are either lonely or are trying to go through peer pressure from not even family, not only through family members, but through friends who are having good relationships or their relationships are perfect. So women who are going through that, you know, they're trying to find that relationship. You know, they don't want to stumble upon something. They don't want to stumble upon something bad, like a mistake, for example. You know, mistakes were made in a relationship and they don't want to repeat the mistake. They want to make sure that if that desperation, you know, doesn't bring like they feel like they're being rushed, they're like being hurried to be with somebody. And
yeah, I agree with you.
In a sense, women, as I feel, that they feel they want to follow in a footstep of somebody who already has a good relationship or their relationship is on the way to being, you know, great. You know, they know what road they want to take. They know what direction they want to take in the relationship. So they're very much doing anything, you know, no matter what, to make sure that they don't make the mistakes they made in the past. So that relationship, whatever they get into now, it'll work out in the future.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I really do. And I also know that women, we tend to, like I said before, we tend to be wanting to do always what our girlfriends are doing. Now, we might always have one person that's in the group, one or two max, that are, you know, basically doing whatever they want to do. But the majority always follows the crowd. And with girlfriends, we usually influence each other and we usually encourage each other for the majority. Whatever the majority is doing, usually the whole crowd has to do it. So with that being said, you know, a lot of times it could be just, you know, hey, I'm not gonna, you know, wait. I'm gonna come on, you know, let them know I want to be with him, I want to do this, and I want. And then a lot of times some people are not patient, you know, it not only because of the peer pressure, they're just not patient. They don't want to put in the work, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to put in the work and they feel like that everything that they want to desire should come just like that. So it's like no matter what you say or do, or how you're supposed to do it and how you tell them hard work pays off, they want quick gratification. So that's another reason why people come off a little bit, come off strong and the peer pressure is, you know, it's real. So it's not always, you know, a matter of a person wants to procreate. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Procreate. It could be also, like I said before, it could be just a person. Basically, they want to they want to be in a relationship because of their friends, or they basically don't want to do all the work. They feel that they should just be in a relationship because now they have decided they no longer want to be single. You know, ladies and gentlemen, they no longer want to be single, and they feel like this is it. This is it. Next statement. Would you date a woman or man that gives off the aura of desperation? Okay, Nichelle Lamore is going to answer it first, and then we're going to hand it over to Antoine. Well, me, if a person I was dating and I was single and I was dating somebody who had the, you know, the spirit or the aura of desperation, I probably would run, and I would run fast. Because me, when I see stuff like that, it's always a catch 22. This is my opinion. I stand on it. It's always a catch 22. So if I seen a person that basically, and I had an opportunity to date a man that actually wore desperation like cologne or a fragrance, I probably would leave. I probably would say, nice knowing you. I would be courteous. I will be pleasant, and that will be the end of that. That will be the end of that. So, Mr. Antoine, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about what I just said? Would you date a woman that gives you the aura or the spirit of desperation?
To answer your question, Nichelle, no, I would not. Because first of all, this will be a two-part response. The first one is no, because a woman who's looking for a relationship or to be dating in desperation, something had to gone wrong in their past relationship. Either that or they're trying to fit in with the in crowd as far as that relationship is concerned. And they want to test the waters as far as, okay, will this work for me? I mean, that's not just for women. This would go for men as well. So I'm to make this equal standard statement. Will a relationship work well? I mean, am I giving the person that I want to be with the thought that I'm desperate to be with him or her? I don't know, how would they look at me? They look at me like, are you desperate to be with somebody, to date somebody? Or is this something that happened in your past or whatever? And is there some kind of mistakes that was made in your past relationship that you want to try to keep me from knowing that you're not showing desperation and so forth?
Okay. That makes sense. We're just trying to get differences of opinions because we do know that men think this is the microphone. The microphone wants to act up. I think I did better without it. But the microphone wants to act up today, ladies and gentlemen. I think that it's always good to have differences of opinion. You get to hear the man. You get to hear the woman. You get to hear both sides of the story or the coin or however you want to use the phrase. I think it's good that you hear a man saying what he feels versus what I feel. You know, it gives an insight, and you can kind of weigh the scale on both or whatever. Moving right along. The next statement. Why do you think that a person wanting a relationship? Yes. Why do you think a person that wants a relationship comes off to be desperate? Well, like I said before, it could be multiple reasons, and we don't have a lot of time to give all the reasons. I mean, it could be a person, a woman that has a biological clock. Her clock is ticking. She wants to procreate. She wants children. She wants a husband. Then you have the men that have been running the streets all their life. So now they're probably 60 or 50. They want to settle down. It is so many reasons. The sad part about it is that is a good reason to want to be a little desperate when you want to procreate and you want to basically start your life with somebody. You want to share your life with somebody. That actually is not a bad idea. But the thing is, the way society is and the way everybody is, it's a lot of people that are just not ready for that. There are lots and lots of people that are just not ready for that. So you have to understand that, you know, you have to get with somebody who wants to be with you, and you don't have to come off as desperate. Because nobody wants to be looking like they're desperate, especially when you're supposed to have self-love. Self-love is like everything. Because if you got self-love, you understand and realize that people do need their space or whatever. And we can't force people into relationships. We cannot force people into relationships. We have to honestly understand that they have a right to say or feel whatever they want to feel. Yes. Why do you think? I think you said it the last time, but why do you think people come off as being desperate in, you know, being desperate as far as, you know, wanting to get into a relationship right away?
Well, I feel, Nishay, that people who want to get into a relationship right away is like the statement that I made earlier, mistakes. Men and women don't want to make mistakes of the past.
Very good.
They don't want to make the mistakes of the past. They want, you know, they like to say, they want to be perfect. You know, desperation sometimes will come to perfection. They want to put perfection in that desperation. They don't want to seem like, okay, I don't want to seem desperate to him or her, but I would love to be perfect. I would love any relationship that I get into with him, or a man or woman, to be perfect. But we all know there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. There's not always going to be crossed T's and dotted I's in a relationship. There's always going to be mistakes. Yes, but we learn from them. And if desperation is not very much a good idea, because you may stumble across a problem or ask yourself a question. Is he good enough for me? Am I good enough for her? Will she see any flaws with me ahead of time? Will he see any flaws ahead of me? Like, will he ask you questions that I don't have the answer to? Or will she ask me about my past relationship and answers that I give her she may not be satisfied with?
Right. That makes sense. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm using a microphone, and I don't think that this works for me. I think that I'm going to go back to just using the regular laptop like I do, the laptop or the phone or the regular speaker system, because this is like it keep making noises every time I move around. But moving right along, thank you, Antoine. Do you think that a person can have a healthy relationship coming in the door being a little too desperate, you know, showing their desperation? That is with me, yes and no. Now, because of the fact that a lot of times people like toxic and they don't want to admit it, sometimes people like toxic and don't realize that they're addicted to toxic. So I can say sometimes people coming in the door being desperate, how would it affect the relationship? Sometimes, that's a very small window, but I believe that they can have a good, healthy relationship that way. But I also believe in, you know, seeing what I've seen in life and what I know. I also know that it can be very dangerous when a person comes in a door and they're, you know, basically they're a little desperate, coming off as desperate. So that could be very, very dangerous. And you just have to be careful. You know, you have to be careful. Whether you're, hopefully, you're not being desperate trying to get a relationship. But, you know, if you are, I'm just giving a general statement. You got to kind of, you know, basically check yourself. Because being desperate in a relationship is also a form of insecurity. You're insecure. You know, you're very insecure. So I know people don't want to hear the truth, but it is what it is, you know? It is what it is. You want to just basically love on yourself, be confident, do things for yourself, find ways to build up your confidence, and just do the right thing. But if somebody comes off as being desperate, kind of like help them. Help them to understand that, you know, what is meant for you is meant for you. You don't have to rush anything. Whatever's going to be for you is going to be for you, you know, and know that. Don't just think about it. Don't just listen to my podcast, you know, just know that. Know that you are worth all that and then some. So, a healthy relationship, it's possible. Do I think it's a high number of healthy relationships of people that come in desperate? I don't think so. But I do think it's possible. It is possible. But lastly, why do you think that some people wear desperation as a fragrance coming into the relationship? Well, let me just say this. A lot of times people don't even know that they're, you know, coming off as desperate. A lot of times people don't even know that, you know, things that has happened. So when I've, you know, basically have said, why do people wear desperate, you know, wear desperation as a fragrance? Guess what? I'm speaking in general, and I'm speaking to the people that basically have been, you know, in situations, and they've seen that a person can literally take over or try to take over. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't want somebody who basically appear to be a little desperate. I'm trying to find nice words to say, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want a person that comes off a little too desperate, because then you start to question them. Then you don't trust them. Then they don't trust you. So you want to come off where everybody's happy, you know, and basically so you can have a prosperous and good relationship down the line. But if you coming off as desperate and you thinking it's a, you know, it's something that's not really important, think again. It's very important. It's very, very important. It's very imperative that you have self-love, so you know the value of a relationship. And you don't have to be desperate. You don't have to chase nobody, because all of that is going to make him go into the arms of somebody else, and vice versa for the man. It's going to make her go into the arms of another man if you're pressuring her. You know, so desperate is not really a good thing nowhere around the board. Only thing I can say is it allows you to see clear. See clear. You get to see clear, you know. And I appreciate it. I appreciate my red flags. I appreciate my red flags. And I'm going to let Antoine do the last one, because like I said before, I just wanted some insight, or basically I wanted another opinion on what I was talking about. So how do you feel about, you know, people who wearing the wearing desperation as a fragrance? How do you feel that, you know, when they're doing that, Antoine, how do you feel that, are they, you know, are they comfortable with themselves, or they're just on a motive, or do they even care? Do they even care? And why?
Well, Niche, as far as desperation and the fragrance is concerned, let's take a little step back a little bit, just a little bit. Maybe it's something, I don't want to say inherited or from the past, like from their parents. Maybe this is, I don't know if this is something that men and women picked up from their parents, where the question that can be asked is, were their parents, mother or father, desperate and looking for a good relationship, and was that passed on to them, or was it passed on to them or not? Do they want the mistakes, any mistakes that their parents made, did they want to make the mistakes? No. They don't want to repeat the mistakes that was made then into now. Or here's another one. As you made a statement about this earlier, the biological clock of women, as far as that's concerned, there are women who seek desperation as far as finding a relationship. Will they feel that it'll be too late for them to have children? Or men, are they desperate or trying to find a relationship to keep up with their male sexual stamina or whatever, if they can keep up? You know, we get older. Our bodies are not going to stay young forever. You know, there are women who wants to have children, and there's men who want to keep up with their sexual stamina when it comes to being in a relationship. So the answer to that is like this. Yes, there are women who want to be in a relationship. They seem desperate. They don't want to come off as desperate, but they're also watching the main thing, the biological clock. If they don't have children, they want to have children now. And then when they feel they want to have children, it's either late in life or they feel they can't have children at all. And then when it comes to men, you know, we ask ourselves as men, do we still got what it take, you know, to take, quote unquote, take care of business? Or if not, you know, the business is going to be left from us. That's as far as stamina is concerned. We want to be more performing. We don't want our desperation to control the performance for us. We want the happiness and the joy that we should be in any relationship that we are in to speak for us. I don't want to come out saying, you know, sweetie, you know, I'm trying to be with you. I want to be with you. I want this relationship to work, but I don't want my stamina to take over. Or women, like, we say, like, okay, I need a child. I need a child real bad. All my girlfriends or friends or associates, they have children. I don't want to seem desperate, but I got to have something, you know, have a life so I can make my life happy. I don't want to live in a world of regret as far as the relationship is concerned. I just want to be happy. I don't want desperation to take over. And I don't want to be like a bad, as far as the fragrance, I don't want the relationship to be like a bad fragrance. You know, you smell it, you either like it or you don't. There's such things as good smells and bad smells. You want the best smell you possibly can. Otherwise, anything you get into in a relationship, you don't know. You can't see down the line. You just got to go with the flow. Take every step one at a time, you know. It's like taking a roller, it's like taking a shoot of dice. You're either going to hit a 7-Eleven or you're going to crap out. You just got to take that chance.
You got to take that chance. Yes. You got to take that chance. I was really, really quiet listening to him because I wanted him to give the full understanding from a man's perspective, because I always take over and I know I have to learn that when I have people on my platform, ladies and gentlemen, I have to let people, you know, speak. I have to let people talk. You know, I want him to talk because I wanted him to give his perspective of how people come into the relationship or they're dating, and their desperation comes off like a smell, a strong, bad smell. And it's like a fragrance. They wear it like a fragrance because they don't understand self-love. They don't understand the meaning of knowing who you are and what you want. And trust me, when you have that confidence and you have that self-love, trust me, everything will fall into place and you will find somebody who loves you, who wants you, in good timing, not no long time either. You know, and a lot of times women, you know, we've wasted a lot of times, and this is not all women. Some women have partied, they have done things, they hung out, and now all of a sudden they want to rush. Okay, I got to get a husband. And the same with the men, you know, the same with the gentlemen. The gentlemen, they have hung out, they went parties, they did things, they did wild things. You know, had multiple women, multiple partners, and all of a sudden life just hits them. You know, they have some type of midlife crisis, ladies and gentlemen, midlife crisis. And when the midlife crisis hit them, all of a sudden they realize, I need to change some things. I want to be in a real relationship. I want to love somebody. I want somebody to love me, you know, and that is when the desperation sometimes sits in and they don't realize it, because they have to realize, just like they was, you know, they switched lanes, they changed up to what they were doing. Guess what? They have to continue to move at a decent pace. You know, because just because you change your mind and you want a relationship or you want somebody just like that, it doesn't always happen like that. You have to be considerate. You have to be understanding. You have to know that people are not going to, you know, just jump when you want them to jump all the time. And sometimes you can scare somebody when you do that. You know, when you come off with desperate, you're wearing desperate a little too strong. Guess what? People tend to fall back on you. They'll tend to go in another direction. And I know you don't want people to go in another direction. You want somebody to be like, hey, you know what? I like him. I like her. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe going in the right direction, you possibly can have a very, very healthy, strong relationship. It's very possible, you know, but you can't be desperate. Desperate is like a bad thing, very bad. And sometimes in the times we live in, ladies and gentlemen, it tends to be a little scary and sometimes even creepy. It sometimes can be creepy, ladies and gentlemen, when you're pushing somebody into a situation or circumstances that they're not even, you know, aware of, or they don't even know. And a lot of times I've seen people even tell people they're in a relationship and they didn't even know they was in a relationship. I've seen women do it a lot. I've seen some men too. But women, we have done that a lot, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we sleep with the man, and then all of a sudden we're calling him like crazy, and we're chasing him down, and he got to answer the phone. He got to be attentive to us. Wait a minute. And he's like, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this. I did not sign up for this. And you cannot get mad at him, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? You the one that's walking around with desperation like a fragrance. You wearing it like a fragrance. He didn't sign up for this. He did not tell you he was your man. He did not tell you he wanted you to be in a committed relationship. He did not ask your hand in marriage. We just gonna have to be honest with ourselves and keep it 100, because a lot of times we don't want to accept the truth for what it is. You know, and this goes for you, and me. So don't think that I'm speaking just to the world. I'm speaking to Nichay Lamore as well. You know, there was times where I wanted to push somebody into a relationship. You can't push people into a relationship. A lot of times when you try to come off strong and you're desperate and they can tell that you're desperate, guess what you do? Guess what they do? In my instance, I'm giving a testimony. When I tried to pull that, a lot of times they went way in another direction fast. They went and got away from me. And then they used that word that women don't like men to call them, crazy. You crazy. Yeah, women don't like that word. Don't sound right, do it. You crazy. You cray cray. You don't want nobody calling you no cray cray because you just a little determined to get in a relationship a little too soon. Sometimes you just got to fall back and be patient, love yourself, get to know who you are, and respect other people for what they tell you. I just did the last podcast. If somebody tell you they don't want to be in a relationship, respect them. Whatever reason, you don't have to do no cheerleading dance and do no popping and twerking. And me and you ain't got to pull out a bigger bankroll to convince her or drive a slicker car or have a stronger game. Because what is for you is for you. If somebody wants to be with you, they're going to be with you. You don't have to do anything. Trust and believe me, it's going to gravitate to you. It's called the law of attraction. The law of attraction. Whatever's meant for you and whatever you attract, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. But all that being desperate and trying to manipulate people into a relationship, that is over with. People do not want to be bothered with no crazy, no motives, and people that come off a little crazy or mental. Because they're going to run in another direction. I know I would. Quick, fast, in a hurry. Nichay Lamore is gone. I'm not going to be with no man that come off a little too desperate. He better have some confidence. He better know what he want. And he better be confident that he can get me. Now, I didn't say he has to be overconfident, but he has to have some confidence and understand who he is as a man, what he wants as in a lady and a woman. He has to understand that I'm a woman. I have needs. I have wants. And he has to learn Nichay Lamore. He has to learn me or learn the woman that he wants to be with. Learn what it is that I want as a woman. Learn what it is that turns me on, just as well as I have to learn what turns him on. You know, this goes for any type of couple. But I'm saying right now, I'm talking about the heterosexual. But guess what? This applies to everybody. You cannot wear desperation like a fragrance. You have to understand that, you know, you tend to creep people out. You make them think that you're creepy. You're creepy and you're special and you cray cray. You know, they call the kids on the street, they say cray cray. But really, that's another form of saying you're crazy. And you don't want people to say you're crazy when all it is, you just feel like you realize you've had like a light bulb above your head and you realize you wasted a lot of time. Because sometimes that's all it is. You realize you've wasted a lot of time and now you want to be in a relationship. A healthy, strong relationship where you could build something. Have a foundation with somebody. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing really wrong with that. You're supposed to have a relationship with somebody that have a foundation to build and everything else. But don't push or press too hard for someone to be with you when they're not ready. And stop collecting those red flags as trophies. understand when a red flag approaches or is around, it's to help you understand that something is not right with the situation. Red flags are to help you. They're not the enemy. So look at the red flags and say, this is interesting. What is it that's going on? Or maybe I need to redo or rethink or whatever, whatever the case may be. Because a lot of times when you sit back and you take your time, you will see a whole lot more. If you just slow down, you will see a whole lot clearer and you will understand a lot more. And then you realize, sometimes you'll even realize the person might not even be for you. All that you're doing, the person might not be for you. You have to understand that this is real. This is real talk with Neshea Lamour, real life relationships. I give it to you in the raw like I talk to my girlfriend, my sister, or anybody else. I don't cut anything, you know, and I'm very respectful. I'm not trying to assassinate anybody on the podcast, but I do want you to understand that it's very serious when people try to press people into relationships. When you appear or come off too desperate, stop coming off too desperate. Stop. You will get a relationship. You will get the person of your dreams. You will get the man of your dreams. You will get the woman of your dreams. You don't have to do what you do. You have to appreciate yourself, love yourself, know yourself, and understand yourself. And know your self-worth. You will understand your self-worth is everything as well as self-love. Because all of that goes hand in hand together. And then when you know your worth, trust me, you won't even have a bone in your body of desperation. Because you will know what is for you is for you. And you're going to have everything that you want in your life. And you don't have to worry about anything. It's a beautiful thing when you know your self-worth. It's a beautiful thing when you have self-love. Know your self-worth. And I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is a wonderful topic. Stop wearing desperation like a fragrance. But for some reason, this new microphone that I'm using don't want to act right. So I apologize for the, you know, technical difficulties that I'm having with the microphone. But the message is still strong. The message is still strong, ladies and gentlemen. And I stand on everything that I say. I have been a testimony. You know, I have been a testimony on mostly, like I tell you all the time, I tell you all the time, at least 80 to 85% of these topics that I talk about, and I have over 100 of them, I have experienced everything. So I like to be a testimony. So you guys can understand that I'm not just talking about it and running my mouth. I have experienced a lot of these things that I've experienced. I want to close now, but stop wearing desperation, ladies and gentlemen, as a fragrance. I want to close. I want to say thank you. I want to let Mr. Antoine give some closing words. He always come on my platform. I appreciate him. I thank him all the time. He always take time out to help me and to, you know, like if I say, can you speak and be a, you know, partner with me on my podcast. I invite him on. I say at least 90% of the time, he always accept my invite and he always come on and try to support Neshea Lamour. Support the movement. But I'm going to let him say just a couple of kind words of encouragement or whatever of this topic. And we're going to get ready to close. But I thank you guys always. Here you go.
Well, Neshea, I want to thank you for having me on your show today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure speaking to you all about this topic as far as desperation and fragrances and the effects it has on a relationship. Just keep in mind that you don't have to rush to be in a relationship. You don't have to be desperate. All you have to do is just have a little patience, a little time, yes, a little effort that, you know, you put in to, yes, make the relationship work. You know, they always say time waits for no one. But as far as relationships and dating and so forth concerned, just, you know, the clock can go as slow as you want it. You don't let the clock control you. You control the clock.
That's right.
As far as being in anything, involved with anything. And as far as red flags, don't collect red flags. You'll have a wall full of them. You do with those red flags, the less you problems you have, the less red flags you contain. If you have any coming, just bury them. Red flags are just like a bad weather. You don't want bad weather to rain on your parade, you know. And a good parade is like a good relationship. You want it to come out right. You want everybody to have a good time. When you get into that relationship, it'll happen. It'll work out. It'll work through. Yes, you're going to have problems. You're going to have situations. There are going to be disagreements. But that's in every relationship. You can sit back years from now, 10, 20 years from now, sit back and laugh and say, you know, what were we arguing about? What were we doing? What were we disagreeing on? It's nothing. But as far as desperation, as long as it doesn't set in, as long as you're not thirsty for being with somebody, exactly. You go, it'll be great. It'll be wonderful. And I'm closing just to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being a guest on the Shay's show. And hope to know I'll speak to you all again. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Antoine. And I'm going to close, ladies and gentlemen. This is a beautiful Sunday. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I hope you guys are eating the Sunday dinner. I hope you guys are having a good time with your families. I hope you guys are doing whatever it is you do. You know that I have the new revised copy, Girl Please, out. I'm working on it, trying to get it on Amazon, eBay, Barnes & Noble, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm doing things, and I'm going to continue to do great things. I have a lot of interesting things that are going to be coming. I will be at the Black Women's Expo. Yay! So come out. You know, if you want to see Nishay Lamore, come out to represent. I will be there. You know, I will be an exhibitor, and I will have my books available. Yes, I will have the books available. I will come out. And I will shake hands, take pictures, whatever you want to do. I'm a human being like everybody else. I'm just a human being with goals and dreams like everybody else. And I'm going after them. You know, I don't know if everybody is going after their goals and dreams, but Nishay Lamore is going after them. Sky's the limit with me. I thank you guys because I always tell you guys, without you, there is no Nishay Lamore. I love you guys. I love you guys. And if you don't know what the Black Women's Expo is, that is an event where entrepreneurs, especially women, it doesn't necessarily mean Black women. Women come out and they come to, but they lately they have men as well. They come out and they show their work. What they're selling, they advertise, they market, they do all the above. And like I said before, I'm telling you at the last minute because like I said before, I don't like to spoil good news. So, you know, to protect myself, I tell people when it's happening and I could have put it out there a little sooner. And I know that it's kind of like late saying it, but August the 20th through the 22nd, that is Friday. Saturday, Friday, Sunday, Nishay Lamore would be at the Black Women's Expo in Chicago, Illinois, at the McCormick Place, where they have the auto show. I would appreciate it. Come out. You know, like I said before, I would love to see people. I love people. I'm a people person. I'm a respectable person. You know, I try not to be drama filled and be a part of that. And when I talk about these relationships, ladies and gentlemen, just remember, I am a testimony. When I write about them, I am a testimony. So this is not just me talking about it because I want to talk about it. This is me talking about it because I'm a testimony. I've lived through all the stuff I talk about with you guys. I actually pour out my heart talking to you guys about this stuff. And it's not always easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's not always easy. But I thank you guys for the love and support because there are some people that are really riding with Nishay Lamore. There are some people that are really, really riding with me. And I thank you guys. So I just really appreciate you guys. I tell you guys all the things that I do eventually. I don't tell it like I used to, like in the beginning, like I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I just tell you when it's happening. And like I said, it's like 5 days before. But I will be there. I hope you're there. I hope you're there. You can get tickets anywhere. Black Women's Expo. Come out and represent. There's going to be a lot of, oh my God. They said this is going to be the biggest show for the Black Women's Expo. They said they have a lot of presenters. that are going to, you know, be, you know, exhibitors, I'm sorry, that are going to present for their businesses. And I would love to see the people, shake hands with the people, and get to, you know, speak to some of the people that believe in the Shea Lamore and that are supporting. So I love you guys. I really do. God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. It is a beautiful Sunday out there. And always stay positive. Give positive words and positive insight to people. You know, even when people are having a negative experience or a negative situation, you always can pour life into somebody by giving some positive insight. I've had a lot of negative things happen to me, and God has brought me through some things, and now I speak a lot of positive. Even when I have to tell testimonies or talk about things that were negative, in the end, I always try to bring something positive out of the situation. So I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I love you, and I really do. I really do. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love you. And I hope you love me in a sisterly or brotherly way, however you want to look at Nisha Lamore. Long as it's a positive, you know. And I thank you guys. And Nisha Lamore is out. Enjoy your day.